Hello, everybody, and welcome to the History and Legacy of Sports, the podcast, where we talk about, well, the history and legacy of sports. Today, we're going to do this a little bit different because instead of a particular topic, we're just going to shoot the ball, and we're just going to talk about different topics going on.
Kind of like a sports roundtable.
Yeah, if you pretty will. Much.
And we are alive because it's been like months and months since we've got the three of us together on this platform. So
we are alive.
We're all very busy. So mm-hmm. But we're going to try to get this going a little bit more frequently.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Since we are a history related podcast, history was made last night. As Tom Brady is now the all-time quarterback sacked leader. tied the record last night, and then on the very next play set the record.
Tom Brady will have every quarterback record, bad or good, by the end of his illustrious career.
Honestly, I didn't realize he'd been sacked that many times.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me. Like, I know he's been around a long time, but he's always had some pretty good offensive lines.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have had him pegged as that, but I guess he's played a lot longer than anybody else.
Right. Of course, that's probably the least of his concerns today.
Yeah.
With the official...
Things are falling apart in the Brady household.
Yep, with the official announcement that he and Giselle have broken up. That one kind of surprises me. I did not think that was going to happen.
Well, I think there's rumors all over the place. And he left training camp. And he's getting this extra day off every week. Like, and he looked at his play, like, do you think his skills are just diminishing in front of our eyes, like Peyton Manning and Drew Brees at the end of their career? Or is this something more in his head? It's kind of sad to see, honestly. Like for me, like, I'm a Saints fan, so it's fun to see the Bucks struggling. But quarterbacks that kind of played a little bit too long, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, and now Tom Brady. It's nice to see, like, a guy go out on top. I was really surprised he didn't retire after 2020.
Right.
He went in there. And there was a little bit of an asterisk with the COVID season, no crowd. So, like, when they went on the road and won all those playoff games, like, there was no crowd. So it's a little bit different. But you leave that conference, you go to the NFC. Everyone said you had it easy. He goes to the NFC, and his first year he wins the Super Bowl. I was just retired right then and there. And that's probably what did this whole thing with his marriage. And I think they probably had some deal worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play, but then it's like family time. And then he just wasn't ready to do that. And that's what happens sometimes, unfortunately.
JC, you've been married three times. You're two cents on this.
Me, I've only been married once, and we're coming up 10 years.
Yeah, we're all very impressed.
First of all, marriage is tough.
It is. I mean, I've never been married, but I've seen it, you know, with a lot of my friends. It can be tough.
It's tough, right? But, you know, you stick it through, good in the bad, everything works out in the end. I think with Brady, it has to do more with talent around him, too. I still think Brady can play. Remember that Super Bowl where Peyton Manning threw a football for the Super Bowl and the thing wobbled and weaved all the way through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't really see that in Brady's balls yet. Like, he's throwing, there's still good passes. I think that offensive line gain hurts.
Yep.
You know, they're coming at him. Now, I think one guy will break the sacks record, and that's Russell Wilson. Because wherever that guy goes, the offensive line disappears.
I think that would be our next go-to topic. With Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
Oh yeah, let me check it. Where?
Okay. Yeah.
So currently, Russell Wilson is 14th on the sacks list with 447 sacks.
Is he number two for active, though?
Yeah, he's...
Rodgers might be close.
Rodgers is the closest. He's at 513.
And what did you say Wilson was?
447.
Oh, okay, so Rodgers is ahead of him. But Wilson's like 5 years younger than Rodgers.
Exactly. So,
yep. He'll smash that record.
Yeah, the way it's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys think, without – like just piling on, what do you think of Russell Wilson so far? What do you think's going wrong there?
Well, I think for one, the coaching, honestly. I mean, you got a guy who has never been a head coach before.
Yeah.
Or at least to my knowledge, has never been a head coach before. He
might have coached peewee football one time.
Yeah, maybe. That's
probably one, though.
That's one thing. I think the other thing, and you can definitely see it, is there's not enough like unity within the team. Like Russell Wilson, who in all honesty, I think he's a wonderful guy. I think he's a real nice guy. From day one, should have gone to each and every member of the team, especially the offense, and should have been like, guys, stick with me. We're going to go places. You know, that's what he should have done. I don't know if he did or not, but I just don't see the unity there. And now they're going to play a game on Sunday against Jacksonville that really, and I think we're all going to be surprised with this statement, they lose this game, their season's done.
Yeah. They, I think this game could make or break their entire season, and for a couple of different reasons. This London trip could really unite them as a team. If now Wilson was named the starting quarterback today, so he is playing in this game. Just the flight over there and all the stuff you do. If they can win this game, what does that put them to? 3-5?
I believe
3-5, and then yeah, it's still tough. I honestly think their season's over already in the AFC. Like if you look at all the teams, like couple games under 500, you're not looking at a wild card spot. You're gonna have to rally off a bunch of wins in a row here. And they got a tough schedule. The owner has come out and basically said the coach is safe, which I was surprised by. Now I know they're still paying Vic Fangio, and a lot of teams don't want to pay multiple coaches at the same time to not coach your team. I get that. And it does take – there is a learning curve. This is the same offensive coordinator for Green Bay, and Rodgers says it was the hardest offense to learn. But eventually it could work out. Just so far, it's just been so bad, and there's seven more years of Wilson in Denver with that massive contract extension that he signed.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it's guaranteed, but, you know, still huge.
We're talking that could possibly be the biggest fleece in NFL history for a trade. You're talking two first rounds, second rounds, third rounds, players for Russell Wilson. And if Denver does
the players, fail, too.
Yeah, Fant and Shelby Harris. I mean, and they're playing well. I mean, you want to talk about a quarterback. You look at Geno Smith.
Exactly.
Geno comes in there. And now is this a system because of Pete Carroll? Is this his system? And said, you know what? We're going to sit here. Or is it a team united? You hear guys like Sherman, Lynch, Chantra, all these guys talking bad about Wilson. And now Geno comes in there. I mean, I'm seeing O-line play I haven't seen in years since the Super Bowl.
And honestly, I think the last time I've seen Geno Smith this good was when he was in college at West Virginia.
Yeah, I was going to say, it hasn't been in the NFL.
Right.
when he was supposed to be a mid-first rounder and he fell the second round to the Jets. And he's sitting in the green room. And I was watching that draft and I was like, oh my God, I feel so sorry for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just sitting there. Yeah, honestly, right now, if Denver offered Russell Wilson to Seattle for Geno Smith, Seattle would say no. He would.
Yeah.
I mean, look at fantasy football. Geno Smith is one of the top ads. People are in our pool. Russell Wilson has been dropped 3 times.
Wow.
I'm one of them. I picked him up. I'm like, it's Russell Wilson. You know who dropped him?
Aaron Rodgers.
That guy. You can't see my finger. I'm pulling down. Bezerhawk. The Seattle Seahawk. It's crazy.
Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady. Those guys are getting dropped.
Mm-hmm.
We're picking up guys like Daniel Jones, Geno Smith.
Taylor Heineke beat me last week in fantasy football.
See, yeah. When I made that pick last week, I was like, watch out, Heineke's going, you know.
Yep.
So Taylor Heineke, I'm just going to say it real quick.
I love Taylor Heineke.
He is wonderful. I swear to God, he's so wonderful. But you know what? When he dies, he could put on his tombstone, I beat Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. You know what? Like the Saints are going to need a quarterback next year. That's obvious. Bring in Taylor Heineke if he's available.
See, here's the thing with New Orleans. They were decent with Jameis Winston, even though he was dealing with 500 injuries.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the world has happened with Andy Dalton, because he was a legit quarterback in Cincinnati for the longest time. And then he had that one terrible year in Dallas where JC and I bring it up like every 3 months about how he got his braids knocked out with that one hit.
Oh, yeah, that's what happens, right? Same thing happened to Antonio Brown, and now he's doing TikTok videos. So
yeah, and he's supporting Kanye West.
No, that's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I love sports roundtables because we're going to bounce around a lot.
And he's Photoshopped himself hugging Giselle.
Yep.
Yeah, but honestly, anybody could do that. So, you know.
I hope Giselle goes out with Antonio Brown.
Oh, next. My God.
Like, that would be wonderful.
Would that be a bigger blow than Scottie Pippen's son dating Michael Jordan's ex-wife?
I did not even know about that. That's the other way around.
Isn't it Michael Jordan's son is dating?
Oh, that's right,
Scottie Pippen's
ex-wife. It is. You're right. You're
okay.
It is. That makes more sense. Son dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any other NFL storylines you guys want to hit?
You
want to make a couple upset picks for the week, or I know you have your own YouTube show
this week is not really a good week for upset picks, honestly.
So I saw this thing that made me laugh. There's two teams facing each other this week with winning record.
I think I know
this. There's only one game. And if you predicted this at the beginning of the season, you're a liar. It's the New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks.
And that place is going to be rocking. I mean, I think we need to flex this game. We take the Bills, Packers, move that to the afternoon. And we need to flex the Giants Seahawks game.
Now,
honestly, I don't think that you can do a flex until after week 10, but this would be flex.
Week 11.
They're not going to take Josh Allen out of Sunday Night Football.
Oh, no.
I don't care who he's playing. He's got that Mahomes factor where everybody wants to watch him. It's the same as the Kansas City Chiefs.
But see, everybody want to watch Aaron Rodgers, too, because of how bad he's been playing.
Yeah.
Blaming everybody else. He's underthrowing guys, overthrowing guys, missing guys to the left on the backside. Yeah. And he's like, we need to start cutting some players.
Yeah.
Well, you need to start looking at yourself, man.
Rodgers might end up becoming the first GM that plays the way he acts.
I want to throw one more interesting note, and then we're going to move on.
Okay.
The Panthers-Falcons game. The winner of that game is in sole possession of first place in the NFC West.
I'll throw another one at you. The Panthers and Falcons tie. And the Saints beat the Raiders.
No.
The Saints are first.
No.
Because the Saints had a tiebreaker against Falcons.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What they has would be this two, season gone
they
to?
Would be 2-5-1, and the Saints would be 3-5, and that better winning percentage. So, oh, man. Come on, Ty. You know what? I'm all about Team Chaos, and this is what I want. I want a 6-win New Orleans Saints team to host a 12-win Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. That's what I want. Because this guy here, the one chugging mostly Canadian, his team had 4 less wins than my team in the playoffs. Right. He got the host because he was the winner of the 7-9 NFC West. And they won in the playoffs in the Beastquake game. So anything can happen once you get in.
It can.
So that's why the Saints got the Raiders at home. They got the 32nd pass defense. If this isn't the time where the Saints can get a win, then there won't be another time. So I'm in it for one more week, and then we'll see what happens.
And I'll say something about the – first of all, I was over at Dan's house on the Sunday night that we got to watch the NFC West Division Championship game between mm-hmm. the Rams and the Seahawks.
They flexed that Seahawks won. Garbage.
With Jesus. Jesus was the quarterback that night.
Right, because Hasselbeck was hurt.
And then the following week, I'm sitting there in the house with Dan. Saints, Seahawks, and what a game, man.
Yeah, I remember that one. I
mean, it's one of the – we're sitting there, it's one of the best playoff games, like, if you want to go back and watch for intrigue. Mm-hmm. Just back and forth. Like, Marshawn Lynch's run was one of the many amazing plays that happened in that game. Just a lot of people don't talk about the other plays because of how crazy that run was.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll see it again.
And we all love Marshawn Lynch on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll be good there.
Yeah.
All right. I want to mention real quick the NBA because, you know, the three of us do not watch the NBA. We've admitted it, but when we
I have actually probably watched more games this year than I had last year. And, like, it's only started. Like, I watched a couple Raptor games, and I caught the Lakers home opener.
And that's I was going to talk about the Lakers because they are 0-4. 0-4. LeBron James has not been 0-4 since his rookie year.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think the super team is dead.
Yeah.
I think hopefully it's dead now. Now it's like LeBron James went on NBA 2K12 and he looked at the rosters. He's like, hey, let's get these guys, but it's not 2012 anymore. This is 2022. Russell Westbrook ain't nothing anymore. Anthony Davis, I don't think he's the superstar that y'all thought he was going to be. Mm-hmm. They're all getting older. I think the Lakers, when LeBron hangs them up, hopefully after this year, they got a long rebuild ahead of them.
They do.
I think, now I'm not 100% on this, but I'm sure they don't have all their draft picks for some of these deals they've made to get all these guys. So, yeah, I don't know. The NBA is, there's a couple good teams.
Mm-hmm.
A couple like juggernauts that will probably be there in the end.
Yeah, Golden State,
like Golden State had, like, they did it perfectly. They had 1 year where their two stars were out.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great draft pick, and then they went back and won the finals.
Yeah,
again. Like, that's how you do it.
The one person that I feel the most bad about with the whole Lakers thing is Russell Westbrook, because the Wizards had him. And he was such a key player on that playoff team that made it that year, him and Bradley Beal. And it's like, what happened to him? Because, you know, the Wizards, that was a two-player team. That was Beal and Westbrook. And you had, you know, other supporting characters in that. But they were a good, solid team. And then he ends up going to the Lakers because LeBron is like, hey, we're going to get AD. It's going to be me. We'll have you. You know, we're going to run this place.
Yeah.
And ever since the pandemic, they haven't done a thing. I mean, yeah, they did win the NBA title, but that was kind of on a fluke, if you really think about it.
Yeah, I guess I kind of forget about that. Like, it's not a failure. They did win a championship.
But they haven't been the same since.
Yeah.
That's...
like, sometimes you got to go all in to win a title, and that's fine.
Kind of like the Rams.
Yeah.
Last year.
The Rams.
And now the Eagles Rams, are doing that.
The Rams knew exactly what they were doing, and it worked. Like, they know in 3 years they're going to be a bad football team. And I think they're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
They want fans. Like, you know, honestly, you watch a Rams or Chargers game at SoFi, it's half the other team. If that, maybe more. So they're trying to create a fan base. It's now, I think LA is a Rams town compared to a Chargers town, but it's still like you watch any game from there. When watch this Sunday, it'll be 75% San Francisco 49er fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stafford will be using a silent count in his own stadium.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, I mean, the NBA season, it's young. Lakers are 0-4, which I think is surprising to an extent. I mean, we got a long way to go, but let's see what happens. Maybe, you know, there are a couple teams that are starting out hot right now that could stay hot. It's
possible. You got 78 games to go. You're not gonna bag it yet.
No.
And while you got LeBron, you try to win. Even if he is, I don't know, 37 or 38 years old.
Yeah.
He's still a pretty decent player.
All right. Let's get into hockey. And I'm not sure. I mean, who do you guys feel is the dominant team right now in the NHL? I know it's a little early to ask, but.
Well. See, this is the thing. Like, the Flames are 5-1 right now. They have one loss against the Buffalo Sabres, but they played, like, they haven't left Alberta yet. Like, the schedule is really weird. Their first 10 games, 9 are at home, and then they went up to Edmonton. Now, they've beat the teams in front of them.
Right.
They are first place in the West, I believe, with their record. I'd have to check that out. But, like you said, it's early. But if you're talking about dominance, Pittsburgh Penguins look pretty good until they came west. Calgary's look great. I think it's probably more interesting to talk about the teams that have kind of underperformed, like Toronto Maple Leafs. They lost to San Jose last night, which was kind of a shock. I think they're 4-4 right now, and they were pegged to be kind of like the top team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
But us in Canada, what happens is the Leafs dominate and then they lose in the first round. It's just what happens.
Right.
What do you think? And we got to celebrate JC because the Vancouver Canucks got their first win.
Hey, we're just not talking about their first. We're talking Canada's team is coming back, man.
Canada's team, I guess.
You look out, Flames. You look out, Oilers. Look out, Knights. Look out, Sharks. Who cares about the Ducks? Who cares about the Coyotes? The Penguins are coming to town tonight. The Penguins are going to leave with their little tail between their little legs, go to Seattle, go have some fish tomorrow because they're going to get blown out tonight. The Canucks are back, making huge blockbuster trades. Unbelievable. Bruce is back, 600 wins.
Did you just say they're going to get blown out tonight?
The Penguins are going to get blown out of BC. They're going to walk through Western Canada 0-3.
The Penguins are going to get blown out tonight. Okay. Okay, so this is a good time to promote, like, let's not do drugs. let's not drink and drive. Don't operate heavy machinery when you've had a Molson Canadian jumbo can. And don't take betting advice from JC Bezerhawk.
Hey, man.
You may lose your money.
I got a college ticket here right now that's going to win me about $4,000 tomorrow.
Okay.
All
good
right.
Good luck with that one. We should. So Bill, have you watched any hockey this year? And what's your take on you know, what you've seen so far?
I've been trying to. I think Colorado so far is doing good. You know, yeah. They lost a couple players, but still, they still look good. The Rangers look pretty good as well. Boston, that's a team that could
that be, was the other team I meant to mention.
Yeah, that could be a team that, you know, could do really, really well as the season goes along. The Capitals are off to their usual slow start, which is what I pretty much expect, you know, so I'm not pulling my hair out or anything because, you know, that's how they are. Because once they get really into December and January is when they really hit their stride.
Well, I do have a question for you about the Eastern Conference, since you're a Capitals fan. Mm-hmm. I don't see a team that missed the playoffs last year getting in. I see it being kind of the same teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now Buffalo has looked pretty good. They could be one of those teams that knocked maybe Washington out of the playoff spot.
Right.
Because I kind of see Washington kind of being one of those last wild card teams. But I guess, yeah, like we're only a few weeks in. We'll see what happens.
I tried to convince JC a few weeks ago Buffalo's going to be a good team. Maybe they get to the playoffs, maybe they don't. But they're, you know, close to being a team that you have to be
considered. They beat Canada, basically. Yeah. They came in, they beat Edmonton, they beat Calgary, and they beat Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean.
So you can't do much better than that when you come on that Western road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a hard road trip. Like, maybe Vancouver is not as good a team right now, but it's still a tough trip. You got to face three of those teams in usually four nights.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but see, that's the thing about that's
incredible.
See, that's the thing about the NHL right now. The NHL doesn't care about the Canadian teams. You look at Pittsburgh should be playing three games in four nights in Western Canada, and yet they have 2 days off. Vancouver had to go to Seattle. Vancouver tonight. Pittsburgh goes to Seattle tomorrow. You know, but yet Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver goes out east. They're playing three games in four nights. Some of those games are afternoon games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do some research, and I guarantee you that the way the schedules are built, it's definitely –
the schedule is a bit odd at times, but, like, there's 32 teams. It's kind of hard to, like, fit it all perfectly for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, like, there was no Taylor Swift concert in Vancouver last night or Wednesday night or Tuesday night. There was no concerts going on there. So, you know what? They could have played then they could have went down to Seattle, had a day, and then play Seattle, right? I mean, it's you look at the schedule, like you said, Alberta, Calgary hasn't left Alberta.
Yeah.
Right? Vancouver started on a road trip. And when you start losing players, and that's not an excuse, but it's tough to get a win when you're throwing out the practice time. You're
100%, really losing players. 100%.
Right? They haven't had a real break in between games. You know, they came home, it was game, day off, game, day off, game, day off. So,
yeah.
And then you got other teams that played maybe four or five games already.
Yeah, so it's a little weird, but kind of how she goes in a sport like hockey where you got to fit all the games in.
Mm-hmm.
So before we jump in, I'm sure you want to close with the World Series tonight. Why don't we talk a little bit about college football, and then we'll get into.
Boy, what a fun
season baseball.
This has been.
It has been. It's nice when juggernauts lose.
Yes.
You know, like you look at like when we did our preview show,
mm-hmm.
long time ago, I was saying like the top four teams, they're probably going to be the top four teams until the conference championship, and two of them are going to lose, and it's going to suck. But like Tennessee beating Alabama, that was awesome.
What a game. That might have been the best game of the year.
That could definitely be in like a top 10 for me for games I've seen, like greatest games in college, like back and forth. Like Bryce Young had like 480 yards and five touchdowns or something. Like, dude's going to be amazing at the next level. But I mean, it's always nice seeing Saban lose.
Those goalposts went on a pub crawl and went for a swim in the river.
I heard
they did.
I heard that. Woo! Shot with the goalpost.
And the funny thing,
Tennessee, and I was going to say, Tennessee gets fined $100,000. Yet Notre Dame a few years ago during the COVID season rushes the field, What did they get fined? Nothing.
Well, Notre Dame can do no wrong.
Well, the thing is, that's an SEC rule. That's not,
you know, LSU got fined a $250,000 when they stormed the field last week. So,
yeah, that's an SEC
rule. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's an SEC school. They got lots of money. Don't worry about it.
And the fact that they did a GoFundMe to get new goalposts.
I know. That was beautiful.
And they did raise the money. They actually did raise the money. So,
we knew they would.
Now this upcoming Alabama LSU game is starting to actually matter a little bit more than normal.
Yeah.
LSU has the best record in SEC West right now, which is shocking. Now everyone still expects Alabama to beat LSU and be in that title game, but
they're still. See what happens. And let's throw in another team in a mix, Ole Miss.
Yeah,
they have been really good, and they could pose a threat to Alabama when they meet in a few weeks.
Yeah, but Ole Miss did get beat by LSU.
Right.
But we'll see. It's kind of nice having like not just one or two dominant teams in that conference.
Mm-hmm. But. And then I believe next week is Tennessee, Georgia, and that is for the East to me.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that game is going to win the East.
Yeah.
Because both have already played Florida. Oh, well, Georgia will play Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tennessee's already played them. Kentucky, they're playing this week. It's really like that. That's it. Whoever wins that game is going to win the East and maybe clinch a spot in the playoffs.
Yep. Well, Tennessee and Georgia are both undefeated.
Yeah.
So I don't see after that week, I don't see them losing to anybody else.
Mm-mm.
So they'd probably clinch the top seed.
Yeah.
Depending on how Ohio State and Michigan do down the stretch. But and I'd still put Tennessee's strength of schedule a lot higher, more difficult if they were able to beat Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, not so much. If you look at Georgia's schedule, they haven't really had a whole lot of tough opponents. So I don't know if an Ohio State was undefeated, if Georgia would be ahead of them at the end with the committee. But we'll see how that goes.
Where I think for Ohio State, the concern is going to be the last 2 weeks in November, because they go to Maryland the week before the Michigan game. And Maryland, they are maybe like two or three plays away from still being undefeated
right
now. That is a good team. And here's the scary thing, because they have Tagovailoa's younger brother on there.
Talia, I believe his name is.
Yeah. He went down. And their backup quarterback is really good. So, you know, it's like Maryland. I'm not saying Maryland's going to win the East in the Big Ten. That's either Michigan or Ohio State.
Yeah.
You watch out for Maryland the next couple of years. That team is legit. That is a legit team.
See, the thing with that argument is, like, I know Ohio State and Michigan probably have fourth or fifth string players that could start on any team right now. So that's like the crappy part about college football for me, is like, it's so hard to build a program unless you are a top program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's tough for a team like Maryland to convince a guy to come to their school when they could go to Alabama or Michigan or Ohio State.
Yeah. And then I think what's looking towards the end of this season, and because we're going to start talking about the college football playoffs soon, you have a bunch of teams that you can make really good arguments that could get in to the top four, because Clemson's undefeated. They had that close game against Syracuse, but they're undefeated. Look at the Big 12, TCU. Who had TCU undefeated at this point in the season? Probably
not me.
Yeah, not me. And they also got not Oklahoma me. State, who's a one-loss team, and they're a really good one-loss team, and their one loss is from TCU. So yep. They're in the mix. And then you've got the Pac-12, who we don't know if they're going to still be around in a few years. You've got USC, UCLA, Utah, and Oregon, all with one loss, and only two of them are going to be able to play for the Pac-12 title. So I would say at this point right now, before the first, you know, release of those rankings come out, you've got maybe 10 to 12 teams that have a legit case to be in the college football playoffs at this point in time.
Yeah, as of right now, I totally agree with that. I like the SEC championship winner will be there.
Yeah, oh, easily. Same with
the Big Ten winner
will be there. More than likely, yeah.
Illinois.
Let's bring them up real quick.
And then you're going to have one loss. You're going to have probably a one loss. Michigan or Ohio State, that's going to make a case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think the Pac-12 winner really has a shot to get in. You could have an SEC, like, what happens if Tennessee goes undefeated and loses the SEC championship to Alabama?
Right.
Tennessee, one loss, and it's to Alabama? They're in still. In my opinion, they're in. I think they would be ahead of a Big Ten loser, like the Michigan, Ohio State, whoever loses that game. I think they'd be ahead of that. It's tough. I'm looking forward to the 12 team when they bring that in a few years, because then you're going to have Cinderella stories. You're going to have a team like Maryland, like you were just talking about Maryland. They could go into an Alabama in a first round playoff matchup and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's all good in a few years. I think 2026.
I think that's the latest.
We're still a few years away from that, but
All right.
There's some baseball game tonight too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But before we go on with that one,
okay.
I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions.
Okay. Oh, you're still here. Right. Hi.
Yeah. Well, it's college football, so who would you pick to win, Oklahoma State or Kansas State?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Oklahoma State.
Okay. SM University versus Tulsa. Yep.
Say that one again.
SM University versus Tulsa.
I'd probably go SMU. I'd go SMU because they got the same logo as the Stampeders.
Yeah. I think just to be different, I'm just going to say Tulsa.
It's in Tulsa.
I'd probably look at the point spread
on that one and then probably take the favorite because I'm not sure about that one.
Because the thing with SMU is they have not been as good. Like, they almost lost to Navy a few weeks ago.
Damn.
So,
I box that game.
Okay.
What's Wake next? Forest, Louisville.
Oh, Wake Forest. Yeah. That's another team. That's another team you could break up for the playoffs.
Louisville's got some exciting players, and I always enjoy watching them. But yeah, Wake Forest is a pretty strong team.
Missouri, South Carolina.
Oh God, South Carolina.
Yeah, Missouri's like, I don't know. They're there.
See, I went with Missouri because I didn't know what I was doing on that one.
What's the point spread on that one?
I don't know. This is where you just pick games, you have to get them all right, and you can win some money. Some pool's ticket.
Okay.
Coastal Carolina at Marshall.
Ooh.
Well, they didn't make a movie about Coastal Carolina, so I'm going. That's a good logic. That's how you win this gambling. He can't be like looking at, oh, who's got the best
old friend. I apologize to any Coastal Carolina fan.
I don't apologize. Make a movie and I'll cheer for you. Come at me. It's all good. At DK Mac 83.
That's the line of the week.
Yep.
Line of the week. Well.
Hey, right. The show's not over yet.
Yeah. What do you got, Bill? You got Coastal Carolina?
I'm going to go Marshall. Marshall really impressed me when they beat Notre Dame, and they've had a pretty good year. So,
okay, I went Coastal Carolina. How about UAB versus Florida ATLA?
Oh, Atlantic. Florida Atlantic.
If you can't say the name, you've got to pick the other team.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think. Well, what was that? Florida Atlantic versus who?
UAB.
Yeah, UAB. Go with UAB. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Who's there? University of Alabama?
Yeah, in Birmingham. Birmingham.
Okay. Baylor versus Texas Tech.
I go Texas Tech.
That's going to be a good game, actually.
It's probably going to be over 80.
Yeah. It's
high scoring.
Yeah, Texas Tech.
Okay, I picked Baylor.
You know, you should have, asked us this before you made the ticket.
Well, I was in a rush.
All right. All good.
Okay. Mississippi, Texas A&M. A&M.
So Mississippi on there, that is Ole Miss.
That is Ole Miss, yes.
Okay, I will say Ole Miss. They bounced back after loss.
I'm going to say Ole Miss, but I wouldn't be surprised if Texas A&M got
close it. Close game.
Yeah.
Three points. Field goal at the end.
I got Texas A&M.
No way. Well, either me and Bill have the worst week ever, or you're going to lose $20 Canadian.
Pittsburgh at North Carolina. I think that's North Care.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Is it basketball or football?
Football.
Football. Yeah.
North Carolina.
Yeah, if it was basketball, that'd be a no contest.
I'm still taking North Carolina.
Actually, you know what? I had Pittsburgh as my upset pick this week, so I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh.
Well, you said something. Michael Jordan's kid is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Yep.
Michael Jordan went to North Carolina, so North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. And the last game, Middle Tennessee versus Texas El Paso.
Oh, okay.
Now, I boxed this game because I was like, eh.
So is this like a middle school in Tennessee?
I think so.
Oh, okay, I take the Texas. I take El Paso, Texas, then.
I've got to look this one up real quick.
If they're facing a middle school, they should be able to beat a bunch of sixth graders.
Middle Tennessee is halfway between Tennessee University and Tennessee State.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That would make sense why they call it.
Those two, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I think I'll go Texas El Paso on this one.
The Bill's looking at the point spread and just
it's
Vegas.
It's El Paso, okay. 2.5. It's the point spread right now. So
just 2.5? Okay. You know, I'm changing my mind to the middle school.
The middle school.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll post the results tomorrow when it's all said and done.
Yes, please do.
Hey, since we're doing these, you guys want to do a quick NFL picks before we hit the baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still ahead of the game here, and then we'll see who gets the most right here. Right. If Bill, do you got a pen or anything there? You can write down our
picks. Yeah, so I do. Let me
then just, maybe post. We can post some standings or something.
Yeah, turn the page here.
Something to trash talk each other.
All right.
Okay. I got a bet for you fellas.
Oh boy.
Okay, the winner of the NFL picks this week. The other two guys have to change their Facebook picture to that person's logo, their team's logo, for a week.
Wow, I haven't done that in a long time.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'll put Geno Smith on my Facebook. Yes. Right. Or I'll put Geno. Taylor Heinicke on mine. That's cool.
All right.
So
the loser has to put up whatever the profile picture of the winner is.
Okay, we'll do that.
No, I'm just asking.
The team, like a picture of the team.
Oh, okay.
Like you're a Washington Command Skins fan.
Redskins, Commander.
Command Skins.
Yeah, Ram. Yeah, Command Skins. All right, yeah, let's get going.
All right, let's start with, I don't have the games in front of me, so whoever wants to.
Let me
game number one, Denver and Jacksonville.
In London. I'm taking Jacksonville. These are just straight up, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, these are straight up.
Jacksonville for me.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
JC, you got Jacksonville as well?
I got Jacksonville. Yes, I do.
Okay. So congratulations to the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
You're back in the win column.
Yep.
Not with Russell doing knee highs for 4 hours in the plane over there.
I saw that. Like, what? Why don't you read the playbook, you dumb shit? So apparently it's a hard offense to learn. Maybe you don't do push-ups in the middle of the aisle when people are trying to sleep.
All right. Next game.
You got him in front of you, I think.
Oh, I do have him. Yeah, okay.
Shot off
Panthers and Falcons.
Which team's at home in this situation?
Atlanta is.
Okay, I'll take Atlanta, even though I'm hoping for a tie.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta. I just can't see Carolina doing the same thing they did twice in a row, 2 weeks
in
a row.
Yeah, at Atlanta as well. So congratulations to Carolina for winning this week.
Watch them trade Christian McCaffrey and then make the playoffs.
Oh, my. Wow. What a story that would be.
All right. Hey, I'd almost be okay with that. You know, the Saints can't be there. I'd rather Tom Brady, like, not do anything. So,
Bears at Cowboys.
This game, I think, could be closer than people think, but I'm still taking Cowboys.
All
right. Yeah, I'm rolling with the Cowboys just for the fact that it's the Bears. We don't know what to get week from week.
I did, since Herbert's on a bye, I did pick up Dak Prescott for this week in our pool. So hopefully he has a good game.
I also am going with Dallas.
Wow, this is an exciting portion of the show, guys.
we're going to split on something at some
point. Why don't we all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya while we're at it?
What's the tiebreaker?
Dolphins at Lions is the next game.
Jesus Christ. Detroit's got some guys coming back. Now, oh, man. You know what? I'm going to change my pick. I'm going to go Lions.
Ooh.
You know, a little bit of an upset. I don't know what the point spread is here.
Dolphins, 3.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions.
Where are they playing? Are they playing in Miami?
Nope.
This is in Detroit.
Oh, so Miami can't use the 90-degree heat on their sidelines to defeat the other team.
Right. Nope.
I'm going to go with Miami.
All right. I'm going to go with Miami as well. But
We all switched. Okay, it's not all perfect.
But I do think it will be a closer game. I really do.
Yeah, I think this could be the highest scoring game of the week. Detroit has been... They're up and down, honestly, offensively.
Yeah.
Like, they were the highest scoring team in the league, and then they went to New England and got shut out, and then Dallas held them down. So we'll see what happens here.
Cardinals and Vikings.
Vikings. Blowout.
Yeah, Vikings.
Yeah, same here. All right. That was pretty easy. Yeah. Raiders and Saints.
You know how I feel.
Saints by seven.
Come on. It's the Raiders.
I know.
My wife's least favorite team is the Raiders, and her favorite team is the Saints. So it's going to be a fun day or a terrible day.
Oh, I'm glad I ain't watching that game at the house.
Me too.
I believe her quote was, "We better not lose to that mascara-wearing motherfucker." You know, like, if you watch, like, see Derek Carr, he always looks like he's got eye makeup on.
I'm actually going to go with the Raiders on this one. If Jameis Winston was the starter, I'd have gone to the Saints, but
the red rifle will dominate, and he did have 400 yards and 4 touchdowns last week.
JC?
People forget about that.
You know what? After they see the injury report and Thomas Landry's out. I like Lolay, but I have to go with the Raiders. I don't know. The Saints are a puzzling team. Their defense
is great. That's one way to put it. That's they one are, way. I mean, they're a puzzling team.
They're a puzzling team. Patriots at Jets.
Well, Bill, you won't understand this reference. You won't understand this reference, but I'm going with the keys on this one.
Yes, I am also going with the keys.
So our friend, he has fat fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Smart is a Cowboys fan, but he was cheering for the Jets one day, and he typed in keys by mistake, and so now we call him the keys. So it was like 2 years ago. He's still going strong. Now we send emojis of keys. Yes. So. Yeah, so yeah, for me, even with Breece Hall out, I think the Jets can take down New England.
K-E-Y-S, keys, keys, keys.
And would this be the Jets' fifth win in a row?
Sixth. Oh, sixth. Oh, would it be their fifth in a row?
I think so. Oh, I think they won four in a row beating Broncos. So.
Okay.
There might have been a loss mixed in there somewhere. I might be wrong.
Okay. Steelers and Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles are they're going strong here. Pittsburgh doesn't seem like they know what the hell they're doing. Kenny Pickett just likes throwing it to the other team. So, yeah, I'll say Eagles. Eagles big.
Yeah, the Eagles. I think that's like a double-digit spread as well.
Yeah.
11 and a half, I believe.
Yeah,
might be big. Bigger now. I would put money on Eagles to cover that spread. Yeah. That's
all right. Titans and Texans.
I'm going upset here. I'm taking Texans.
Hmm.
I believe in Damian Pierce.
Well, I have in my pool, but I'm going with the Titans. They're starting to roll. They're starting to look a lot better. And it's the Texans.
Also going, yeah. I'm also going with the Titans on this one. 49ers and Rams.
Look at the records between these two teams. San Francisco, I think they've won the last seven in the regular season.
Yeah,
and I'm not falling for it again. I took the Rams last time. I'm all in on San Francisco now. Deebo Samuel missed practice today, so. I don't know if I'd be making a bet on them on Sunday if he doesn't play in this game, but as of right now, I like what San Francisco's going to do in this. Right. I got them.
Yeah, I'm going to also go with San Fran.
Yeah, I'm going with the Niners as well. After the last time they played, I'm not going to get fooled again until the Rams can beat them in the regular season. Giants and Seahawks.
Well, JC, why don't you go first?
You know who I'm going with? Gino.
Yeah.
Up against one of those two New York teams. I think the Seahawks are going to beat them.
I think that's a tough. Pumped. This is a tough game. Seattle, they look great at some points, and then sometimes they kind of look like the team that we thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
I think the Giants are for real. I'm taking the Giants here.
I am also going with the Giants on this one. I think this is a team that just will find a way to win. Doesn't matter how. They will find a way to win.
Yep.
All right. Commanders and Colts.
Sorry, who?
Oh, the Redskins.
Who?
The Command Skins?
The Command Skins and the Colts.
Jesus, this might be the hardest game of the week. Like, they benched their quarterback. There's some fourth-round pick playing for Indy. Jonathan Taylor's back. Washington just beat the Packers. Are the Packers good? Are they bad? Is that Washington win over Green Bay being overvalued? I'm not sure. I'm going to take the home team here. I'm taking Indy.
I am taking the Skins on this game just because – the Colts have really made me upset because I bet against them. They win. I bet for them. They lose. I'm done with the Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
The Colts is the one team I don't want to ever see on my TV except for this weekend when they lose to the Skins.
So you're betting against them. You said when you bet for them, they lose. When you bet against them, they win. So, okay.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't make sense.
That Indy pick makes sense.
Because I'm not putting no more money on them. I'm not losing more confidence.
That makes sense. No more money on them.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with JC. I think the last couple of games, the game with the Bears, the way their defense was able to hold them in the red zone, and then what happened with Green Bay last week. That was their turnaround. They needed those two games. And the Colts, I can't figure them out. I just cannot. I'm going with the Command Skins on this one.
He's had it.
All right. Sunday night game, Packers and Bills.
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 28. By 28.
This it might be more than great that. Because I don't even think Aaron Rodgers' witch girlfriend can get him out of this slump.
Hey, who's the backup quarterback on Buffalo?
Oh, geez.
He'll throw more touchdowns than Rodgers in this game. That's my
I think
dark horse lock it in bet of the week. Is this still Matt Barkley? Is he still there? I know it was Trubisky last year. I don't know who the backup quarterback on Buffalo is. Damn.
I don't know.
Well, Josh Allen's the starting running back and their starting quarterback, so They probably don't even have one. Probably just have a punter.
And the Monday night game, Bengals and Browns.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase going down. This is the Bengals have been kind of up and down this year.
Yeah.
Like the Saints should have beat them in that game. They threw that interception at the end. I'm taking the Browns. I think Nick Chubb has a big game.
Where are they playing? In Cleveland?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
It's Halloween night.
Fans
are going to be going.
I don't know. Once they remove that stupid logo off the front, off their field.
You don't like the elf? Take
it serious again.
You don't like the elf on a shelf NFL team?
You're a football team. What does an elf have to do with the Browns? They have the dog pound. That's what the Browns are about. Not an elf.
Well, they used to have Baker Mayfield. It's kind of like an elf.
All right. You know what? Yes. Since JC did ask a good question, let's do a tiebreaker. And
who did you take?
Oh, I'm taking the Bengals on this one.
Okay.
Total points for the Monday night game.
37.
Okay.
62.
62?
I'm going to go 62. 40. I'm going to go 48.
Okay.
And I think mine might be a little – I mean, I think DK and mine may be more realistic since Ja'Marr Chase isn't playing now, so.
Yeah, that's right. This is the Tyler Boyd show now.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to the World Series. It starts tonight. Astros hosting the Phillies. I saw something earlier this week. This is the biggest difference of wins between two teams. Houston has like 19 more wins than the Phillies do in the regular season. But that's not really an important step, but I just thought I'd bring it up. You know what? I'm gonna start this one because I really think the Phillies, the last several weeks, have been the hottest team in baseball. They just absolutely have been. From the moment in game one against the Cardinals, when they were down, 2-0, 3-0, and they came back to win that game in St. Louis, and then just to, finish off the Cardinals, beat the Braves in four, beat the Padres in five, and each team has very talented players. The Phillies have just been on fire. But with Houston, they haven't lost a game yet. They have not lost a game in the playoffs, which is very surprising. I expect every game to be close in the World Series. No matter how long this goes.
It's beginning. Okay, so Yeah, that's a interesting statement that you made there, because the Astros haven't lost a game in the playoffs yet.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a team in baseball that can beat the Astros 4 times out of 7. And I think Philly had a nice Cinderella run here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were a plus 3,000 to win the title at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I don't think this series is long. I'd be really surprised if Philly got one. I got Astros. I'll say 5, but I think it might be 4. I think they're just loaded in every aspect. And we will see what happens. But if you can run Verlander out there 3 times... it's just what my opinion is. Like, it's not that exciting for a championship matchup here to see who's the winner of the baseball championship. But that's just, yeah, the Astros for me.
All right, JC.
Well, I will put it this way, man. There's the theme song is the Packers have, I don't want to work all day. I want to bang on the drum. Well, the Astros theme song is I want to bang on a trash can. The Philadelphia Phillies are coming hot. I hate Philly fans. Hold on a second. But I love baseball. So you know what? I think this series goes 7, to be honest.
Ooh.
I see starting staffs on both are great. You got offense. You got defense. I mean, you're going to have two rowdy crowds going at it. You got the Astros trying to make amends for their scandal they had when they won the last World Series. The Phillies haven't been there since 2011. I'm going to go with the Phillies winning the World Series in 7. But before I go, here's my question. If the wild card's 3 games and then the division is the 5. Divisional games are 5 and then the championship's 7, why can't we have the World Series go to 9 games?
I mean, they used to 100+ years ago.
Yeah, they did. And I think we need to get back to a 9-game series where you're going to utilize your starting pitchers at least twice. Let's test the depth of what baseball's meant about to be in the championship round, that you're going to have to at least use your starters twice. You're going to have to manage your bullpens. It's going to be fun, though, I think. Buckle up. And I know that, oh, man, I can't wait.
All right, go bring it up with the players' union that you love so very much.
I just hope the umpire that he loves is umping all the games. Hey, I can't remember his name, but
Angel Hernandez.
Have you noticed that Angel Hernandez isn't in there? CB Buckner's not in there. All these crap hole umpires aren't in there. You know why? Because they're crap.
They probably read all those tweets from you.
A lot of these guys are first year umping their first World Series. Oh, Angel's going to be mad. I guarantee you there's another lawsuit coming.
All right. You guys have pretty much said everything that I was going to say. But I think this is where the difference is going to be for me. I really think Philadelphia's bullpen is better than Houston's. The fact that with the exception of the one game where they went 18 innings, where they played 2 baseball games in the same day, Houston's bullpen really hasn't had that much to work against. They haven't been in a position where they've had to, you know, fight to keep. Okay, let me take that back. The first game, they did have to keep the team in. But except that, they haven't really had that experience where Philadelphia has. And I think Philly's arms are going to be a little bit more fresher. I think the fact that they have had the additional 2 games to play is going to be a determining factor. And I'm going to say the Phillies win the World Series, and I think they're going to do it in 5 games.
You think they're going to win 2 games in Houston?
No. They're going to win one. They're going to lose a game to Houston. They're going to take it back to Philly, and they're going to sweep.
Oh, is it a 2-3-2
yeah.
situation?
2-3-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I was assuming it was the other way.
And I want to. And
it
I
should be. See, it should be 3-3-3.
3-3-3. Oh yeah, with nine. I was like, yeah, that's not. That's too many games there.
Yeah, I don't know how that would.
No.
But anyway, I want to say one thing before we wrap this up, because I've really enjoyed these playoffs. I honestly like this new format. The thing that bugged me was how, and I'm not saying the fans, it's the writers, the talking heads. That's what my dad and I called these people, are the talking heads.
Yeah, that's what they are.
One week, they talk about how, oh, the wild card round is amazing. It's fantastic, a best of three. And then the next week, they're like, why do we have these five games and the teams getting the bye and not winning? And I'm like, shut up. You get a bye. You're supposed to beat the other team.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. If you get a bye and you can't beat the other team, that's on the team. It's not on the system. It's not on how the playoffs are made. It's on the team. So to everyone who's complaining about how the Braves, you know, got robbed or how the Dodgers got robbed, shut up. Your teams lost to the better team. The end.
Yeah. You know, I see why fans are disappointed when you're 105 wins or whatever they were.
Exactly.
And they got two game series or three best of three or whatever it is.
Now those,
that's the way it is.
Yeah, win your division. Now those fans,
you know, you have 162 games to win your division.
Those people get a pass because it's 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And it happens at the same time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other team has like a week to prepare, and you can't beat them.
Yeah.
No sympathy. No, none.
Yep. It's what we want to see in sports. Like, if it's not your team that you're cheering for, like, trust me, I want the Phillies to beat the Astros. This is, I'm giving my opinion on what I think will happen.
Mm-hmm.
People like to see upsets. They like to see the Yankees lose. Like, I'm sure everybody wanted Seattle to beat Houston.
Right.
Like, just the way Canada wanted Toronto to beat Seattle and then Toronto to beat Houston.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people cheer for.
Life happens, folks.
Upsets. Yeah.
Now,
so, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, if you haven't read that story, Mattress Mac could win mm-hmm. $75 million if the Astros win.
$75 million, wow. Really? I don't know that story. What?
Enough that he wins $75 million because he runs these promotions. If the Astros win the World Series, you get a free bet or something.
Okay.
It's quite comical. So he can win $75 million, and we as fans, we want to root against that. So come on, Phillies.
Yeah, but he's a sweetheart of a guy, like.
I've
seen him on TV. He's a wonderful guy.
Yes. But you just want to see him, or at least go seven. So, you know, for 3 days, he can't sleep. He can't eat because the Astros blew a lead in the game six to go just to game seven.
You want him to sweat a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Well, I think we covered everything, guys.
Pretty much.
No, we haven't covered everything.
Oh, okay. What did we miss?
We missed the fact that the New York Yankees have lost a player in Aaron Judge.
Oh, not, over not these yet. Playoffs. They haven't.
He is gone.
Yet.
Yeah, not yet.
He is unfollowed.
He's still there.
He has been booed. He has been told that he's a choke artist. He has gotten rid of all his Yankee stuff on his social media. I believe the way Yankee fans treat him in the playoffs has made his decision that he's not coming back to New York.
Oh, I agree. I don't think he's going back to New York, but he's still a Yankee as of now.
Right.
But yeah, we could, I don't know where he's going to end up. Could be LA, San Diego.
San Francisco said they will,
pay
the money to get him. Wouldn't you like to see Aaron Judge in Boston?
The Mets. Now
the dark horse team for me, I think it would be really interesting if it happened, would be the Mariners.
Hmm.
Because they finally made the playoffs.
See, they already did that once. They went with Robinson Cano.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well.
And that's the thing, is Judge going to be this guy's going to be worth $500 million in 3 years, 4 years from now? I mean, we've seen injuries take its toll on Bryce Harper and Mike Trout and some of the best players that we've seen. And, I mean, Aaron Judge was healthy this year. He put up phenomenal numbers. I mean, I appreciate watching him.
Yep.
Can he do this now for 10 plus years at
now, 45 now do you think, million? Do you think Aaron Judge cares more about the cash in, or he cares about a legacy and building the legacy, winning championships and winning home run titles? Or does he want to cash in that huge deal?
If he signs with the Arizona Diamondbacks, it's about money.
Yep.
You know.
That is
wow.
That was probably the most true statement I've ever heard you say.
That was the most left field thing I've heard today.
Yeah. But I think someone offers him a bag.
Well, see, I was watching Pardon the Interruption the other day, and they were talking about, you know, the whole Giants thing, and his family lives in Northern California. So that could play a determining factor on if he goes to the Giants or not. So
maybe he can break Bond's record as a Giant one day. Who knows? Probably
74,
not.
I mean, it's tough to hit home runs as a right-handed hitter in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And right-handed hitter with that left.
That's the thing. Does he care about that home run legacy? Like, he already has the AL record. Does he want to continue that in an easy-to-hit home runs stadium?
I think as a player like him, you've got a taste of what it is. You want to go for that big record, right? I mean, let's say Connor McDavid gets 89 goals this year.
Yeah.
Scores 60 against the Pacific. No. But, you know, so close to Gretzky, don't you think he's going to train that extra hard next year to get that, you know? I mean, you're close.
Yeah.
What was he, 12, 11 home runs away from Bonds?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, in 162 games season isn't much.
Well, maybe he wants to go to a team where they'll pitch to him every time and he gets a good spot in the order. But it's going to be interesting.
He needs to be backed by players that are going to – hurt them if they walk Judge.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's the thing. You go to a team that doesn't have nobody, you're going to get nothing to hit.
True. So that'll be the interesting thing that happens when free agency starts and see.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be the biggest thing for free agency is what does Judge is going to set the market. Right. For these big spending teams that want them.
Yeah. I can kind of see him sitting back at the beginning. And maybe going on like a little free agent tour where he goes to the different towns.
But now if you're Seattle, if you're LA, are you going to wait for him to decide? Or are you going to go get someone like that Nemo out of New York or get a player like that could help you?
That's a problem, right? Like you just spend all your free agent money on one guy, or maybe you can grab a couple.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want to do. Aaron Judge not only is a great baseball player, but he will sell tickets. Like if Seattle could sign him, like that would be huge just for their market, like the jersey sales. He's one of those free agents you don't really see happen too often in sports. Most of these guys coming off that kind of season, it's just pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens. So I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
See where he ends up. Maybe just goes across town. Who knows?
You never know. I mean, and the thing is, before we end this, I mean, we want to talk about lame ass excuses. Did New York just not give us the two lame excuses of why they lost that series to Houston? The roof was open. And velocity on a hit. You're telling me that Velo lost you the game? You know the Crawford boxes are 200 feet away from you, and you're going to pitch inside? Of course you're going to pitch to Judge outside because it's further hit. Give me a break, man. The Yankees, after they said that, it's like, you know what? Just go away.
Fortunately, they're never going to go away.
And then they decide to keep Aaron Boone for another year.
Yeah, that was a little surprising.
So
I kind of thought if they didn't make the World Series that he'd be done.
Yeah, I did too. But
turns out we don't make
the same season next year.
We'll see.
Yep.
Cool, boys. Well, this is great. Nice sports roundtable today.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all lose your football picks and I win. That's how I
win my college picks.
Yeah, I don't think you really have a chance at all. And to be honest, I hope you make it to bed tonight because you're wearing a helmet. Like for everyone listening on Spotify, like he's wearing a helmet with beer cans that have straws in them right now.
Yep.
Yes.
So
that way you don't have to hold beer.
JC may be asleep before the sunset.
It's very possible.
I will check on him later. Give everybody an update in the Facebook group.
Oh my goodness.
All right, guys. This has been fun. Let's try to do this a little bit more often.
Yes.
And enjoy the World Series tonight. Enjoy football this weekend and the other sports we talked about.
Yep.
It's just Alberta and season, the Canucks,
and the Canucks blowing out the Penguins.
Yep. Battle of Alberta number 2 is on Saturday night. And the Penguins 5-2 win will be later this evening, I believe.
have a good weekend, everybody.
And I think it's 7:00 Pacific time, so I don't know if JC will see the game. But he can always hit record on his TV.
That's right.
All right, boys. Have a good one.